Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The attention now on China, and it looks like China and Australia are at it again.
They certainly are. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is seeking an apology from Beijing about a tweet containing a false image of an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan child.
Yeah, so it was said that Zhao Lijian, a spokesman at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, was the one who posted this image on Twitter. China, they haven't apologized, but why are they standing firm on the decision to not say sorry? That's something that we're going to explore in a while.
Elsewhere, another story we're tracking. Brazil, which is expected to receive 6 million doses of CoronaVac by January from China. But can vaccine diplomacy restore China's image and boost its influence?
And lastly, China heads to the moon. Their aircraft, Chang'e 5, is scheduled to soon make a significant landing on the moon. It'll be interesting to see what this means for their space program.
That's right. So let's get some analysis of those headlines. We have on the line Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Dawnwei. Good morning, Dawn. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Dawn. Let's start off with Brazil. They're among the countries worst hit by COVID-19 with over 6 million cases and nearly 170,000 deaths. So China has promised them that 6 million doses of CoronaVac that's made by biofirm Sinovac will reach Brazil by January.
What is China hoping will be the outcome after helping Brazil with the vaccines? And can this vaccine diplomacy actually restore China's image and boost its influence?
Hi, good morning. Well, since the coronavirus outbreak started spreading across the world at the beginning of the year, China has been on a diplomatic mission globally to salvage its reputation. It engaged in what had been described as mask diplomacy by donating millions of masks to poorer countries and also sending expert teams and medical equipment to help them cope with the virus. Then came its vaccine diplomacy, as it made significant progress with its vaccine development. President Xi Jinping promised that China would make its vaccines a global public good, and China has also joined COVAX, the International Vaccine Alliance. It also promised Southeast Asian countries priority access to its vaccines, and we know the increasing importance of this region to China's geopolitical calculations. Brazil, too, is an important trade partner of China's and is one of the worst-hit countries with over 6 million cases. So the vaccine offer should give China leverage with Brazil and go some way in helping it restore its reputation.
All right, let's talk about China's spacecraft, the Chang'e 5, that's scheduled to soon make a significant landing on the moon. I believe it's going to go there to collect lunar samples. And wow, that's the first in 4 decades after the US and Russia, huh?
Yeah, big moment. What would this mean for China's space program, I wonder, and its international standing as it seeks to be a contender at the forefront of space exploration, Dawn?
It will certainly be a major contribution to our understanding of the moon's more recent developments, as the samples are to be collected from an area that has a younger rock surface, unlike the missions by the US and Soviet teams decades ago. If successful, this unmanned mission by China will be a significant step towards fulfilling its ambition to plant its own astronauts on the moon by the year 2030. State media has reported that it plans to build an international research station on the moon, and it already has plans to build a permanent space station by next year, and are also targeting missions to other planets such as Mars. So it's definitely very focused on its space ambitions.
Okay, elsewhere, a war of words between Australia and China has intensified. It's making international headlines, with the Chinese Foreign Ministry refusing to remove a tweet featuring an altered image purporting to show an Australian soldier murdering a child.
Yeah, so Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said she stood by her subordinate Zhao Lijian for his Twitter post on Monday morning. Don, why is China so firm on their stand and not apologizing about this post? I mean, what's the reason for not apologizing when you consider how it could potentially make things worse between the two nations?
The two countries' bilateral relationship has been at a low point since Australia called for an independent inquiry into the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan earlier this year, And this latest episode can be seen as China's strident message to other countries to keep the criticisms to themselves. This comes as there are reports of an anti-China alliance brewing now that Joe Biden is set to take over the White House. China has not spared Australia over the past months, banning some of its exports and just last week hitting it with a hefty anti-dumping duty on its wines. If China's recent round of wolf warrior diplomacy is meant to scare off other countries, then it has picked a relatively easy target in Australia, as Australia is much more dependent on the Chinese market than China is on Australia.
All right, thanks a lot for taking the time. We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.